You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Well, hello and welcome to the SRA podcast in association and support from Abrupt Audio. We'll be covering the highlights of day two of this year's SRA conference. I'm Chuck Adolfi from Nerve Radio, and alongside Leon Fabian of Demon FM, Jake Willis of Surge Radio, and Meg Hayward of Shock Radio, we'll be bringing you all the tips and advice from speakers of the keynotes of our day two at SRA conference. And we start with the panel of A Woman's Place in the Studio.
So I'm here at SRA Con, and it's the second day. And the first keynote of the day was A Woman's Place is in the Studio, and I'm joined by the panel host, Jaguar. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, yeah. It was a really good panel. It was so nice to hear women talk and discuss and have that voice that they haven't really had so far.
Definitely, I agree.
So, first of all, what advice would you have for women wanting to break into the industry?
I would say kind of what the general consensus of the panel, if you weren't there, was just like, just believe in yourself, whatever your gender, to be honest, but especially if you're a girl, believe in yourself, be confident, be fearless. Like, why shouldn't you be able to do this, you know, just because you have a vagina? No, like, you're amazing. And I think if you can kind of get past those misconceptions about you because of your gender, if you can kind of, you know, realize that you're just as worthy of doing something as a man, then you'll go far just because you have that inner fire. So, yeah, just keep going.
Well, you mentioned that the sort of preconceptions as a woman. How do, for example, female presenters get away from that sort of giggling co-host stereotype that is still quite often that they're just there just to giggle at what the guy says until they do the next song?
I think, of course, you know, every station's different and stuff, but there are some that are guilty of, I'm not going to name names, but there's quite a big radio show, mainstream radio show, and the title is just, it just has the man's name in it, doesn't have the female's name in, which I have a huge issue with. It's just a crime. And, you know, something like that is kind of beyond their control. But I think just when you do have that opportunity on the mic, just own it. And you know, just because you're not perhaps in control of the buttons or whatever, like, what you're saying is important, and kind of just, again, having that voice, making sure you are heard is super important.
And in the panel earlier, you mentioned organisations like Sound Women. How can they benefit women that want to get into the industry?
Yeah, it's kind of like having a big sisterhood where everyone bonds over the fact that they're marginalised in some way, if you look at it that way. But it's just great to kind of bond with people who can relate so much to each other, you know? And Sound Women's a great example of that. And there's a great Facebook group where people post jobs, people post whatever, for women, by women. And that's like, it's so special. And again, I had to bring it up. Normal, not novelty, again, is kind of like the new wave of like young women and music and radio coming together. And that's put on by Red Bull, and I think that's fantastic.
And what should women do if there aren't any of these in their area? Because there seems to be a lot of quite London or southern-based organisations.
Definitely there are a lot in London, but there are loads elsewhere. Like Slut Drop's a great one in Leeds. But if there isn't any where you are, just make one, you know? Like, me and Christy, who was on the panel, she's one of my best mates, we used to do so much together at uni, and we even started a little collective just with our like friends at uni, because it's so easy to do. All you need is like just find someone who's into radio, and like, just, it's fun. You'll enjoy it. Just see what happens. But I think it's so easy to kind of build a community. So don't be afraid to just give that a go.
And finally, any last words of advice for someone thinking about trying out radio?
Definitely follow your dreams. Don't be afraid to ask questions and just harass people so that just keep on it. Like, if someone doesn't reply to your email, chase it up. Don't be afraid to email people, like I do all the time. It's not annoying, it's going to get you where you want to go, so just go for it.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
My name's Sachandrika, and I'm here talking about my podcast Black Mirror Cracked, which is about the TV show Black Mirror.
Awesome. And so why should women in particular get involved in something such as podcasting?
Yeah, I think women are still underrepresented in radio, and we did talk about how women are still called like female DJs, which seems really odd in a world where journalists are just journalists, editors are just editors, even actor and actress, we kind of say actor now. So female DJ was really interesting. I'd not heard that because I'm not from the world of radio. And I think it's important we get to a place where the fact that DJ is female isn't a shock. And just in terms of diversity of voices, you get more stories, you get different perspectives if you have people with lots of different experiences. And, you know, of the two genders, we should be seeing more equal numbers, certainly.
Definitely. And what advice would you have for any women wanting to get into podcasting?
Be bold. Don't sit there thinking, am I allowed to have this idea and do something with it? Go to the people who can help make it happen. If you need to get commissioned, if you've got an editor or something like that, go to them and say, I've got an idea. Don't be afraid to even do that. If you're a free agent, you can do it for yourself. If you're, you know, a student who's just graduated and wants to build out their portfolio, just start. I mean, we were saying earlier, you can put a windshield on your iPhone. You can get a Yeti mic, they're about £100, might be a bit out of the reach for a graduate. Do something, find a room that's padded, like a cell, and just give it a go. With a bit of my journalism background, I'd say that it's worth having a slight content strategy. That worked really well, Black Mirror Cracked. So we looked at how Netflix was distributing the show Black Mirror, and we mirrored that. I said the word mirror so many times there. And that worked because that particular audience likes watching an episode of Black Mirror and then thinking about it and wanting to talk about it and wanting to hear a discussion about it and listening to it straight afterwards. So we were sort of jumping on an audience. But I would say think about, is there an audience? Does someone love this kind of information, need this kind of information? And do I have a passion that meets that audience? If you can find both, because you'll be talking about the subject again and again, then you probably have a good idea for a podcast.
Joined by Christy, who was a panellist on this morning's keynote, A Woman's Places in the Studio. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How did the talk go this morning?
It was really great. Yeah, it was really great to meet the other panellists. And it was really great to, I liked the answering the questions. It was like interesting hearing like people's concerns or like how they'd found experiences of being a woman trying to get into radio. And I hope that we gave some good advice and they could take away something useful from it that can inform their careers and help them. Yeah.
Speaking of advice, what advice would you give to women wanting to get into the radio industry?
I would say just go for every opportunity try to go for as many opportunities as you can. Don't think that you're not capable, if you've done student radio, chances are you've had a good amount of radio experience already. So there's lots of doors open for internships or just like experience shadowing. Just send all those emails out, apply to everything, and don't think that you don't have enough experience or you're not good enough, and just believe in yourself, I guess. What I say.
And why should women get into radio, do you think? Or because you yourself, you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Why should there be more women in the industry?
I think because in general, in music, in radio, it's like DJs, the percentage of women is a lot lower than the amount of men. So I think like if women have that passion for it and want to pursue it as a career, they should just go for it, because we need more people to want to do it and actually go for it in order to make like a change that is really gonna affect the industry like long term. And I think that stems from like women feeling like they can take the opportunities and they can like really believe in themselves, get advice from other women or other people, and just I guess just go for it.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant to hear from Jaguar Bingham, Sudrandrika Chakrabarty and Christy Driver Snell there, who all bring fantastic experience from lots of different platforms. Up next, hear the mania that was bringing Slothland to SRAcon. It's the one and only Charlie Sloth.
I am with the dawn of Slothland, and Slothland has been brought to SRAcon. I'm with Charlie Sloth.
Inside.
And I'm with Sideman as well.
Out here.
AKA?
Garlic bread, lettuce.
Yeah, that's it. Nice one. And we may be or may not be joined by someone else quite important.
Yeah, Dusty, he's here, but he's not allowed to talk because we've got a special agreement in place where when we're doing stuff outside of the 8th, he's not allowed to talk because he's a very, very important part of the show and we don't want to allow that anywhere else. It's like an exclusive agreement. It's like, you know what I'm saying? We understand the power of our brand and like he's not allowed to talk to any of our brands.
Is he basically like the 11 secret herbs and spices of KFC?
Yeah, he's like the herbs. He's like the herbs and spices. He is our Lionel Messi.
Excellent. One thing that I really was hoping to touch upon, obviously you spoke about how on the show you've perhaps gotten in trouble or almost gotten in trouble a couple of times. And I wanted your opinion on what you think student radio should do, because student radio is quite a free format, still obviously abide by the Ofcom laws, but do you think that student radio should be taking these kind of risks, similar risks that you take
definitely,
on your show?
Definitely. Do you know, like, language forever changes and the context in which language is used forever changes. The word fuck is used by, you know, the youth of today in pretty much every context. You know, like, whether you're pissed off, fuck, whether you're happy, that was fucking great. It's not an offensive word. I think the way that people view modern day language is so dated and it needs to be refreshed. Like, content and entertainment needs to be in line with what's happening now. Otherwise, it gets left behind. Like, if you can't hear somebody and relate to them, if you're not relatable to what their language and their form of communication, you're going to switch off. Because you're like, that dude don't represent me. And that's a big problem, and that's happening across the board, not just in radio, just across the board. Like, language. The youth of today, their language is different to what it was even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's forever evolving, forever changing. And unless you're willing to keep up with that, you're going to get left behind. So, I do feel that, you know, what the BBC have allowed us to do in terms of language with the 8th is groundbreaking. And I think other people will eventually fall into line with, you know, the concept of just being able to say what the fuck you want on radio. Like, I mean, especially after 9 p.m. in the States, they've done it for years. If you listen to radios in the States, they've done it for years. And obviously it's very different, and the way that people consume content in the States is very different. But they've understood that. Like, if you're speaking to a certain demographic or to a certain audience, you have to speak their language. It's as simple as that.
And similar to language as well, we spoke a lot about branding in the session. And for students that couldn't make it to conference, I think that's probably the most important lesson that we all learned in your session. So could you sum up the importance of branding if you want to be a radio presenter?
Branding is everything in all aspects of business, not just in entertainment, in all aspects of business. If you don't know your audience, you can't sell to your audience. In order for you to sell to your audience, you have to know who your audience are. Once you know who your audience are, you know what your audience want. So, for example, when you listen to my show on a Saturday night, you know you're going to get hip-hop, rap, grime. Now, if I had done that for 2 years and then turned up one day and started playing drum and bass, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't sign up for this. You play hip-hop, rap and grime. Like, because I've built my brand and dictated what I do to an audience that I do rap, hip-hop, rap. It's the same way if you went to a shop today, you bought a can of Coke, and you opened that can of Coke and you drank it, and that can of Coke was Sprite. You're like, what the fuck? I bought Coke because I wanted Coke. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, understand who your audience are and cater to your audience. Build your brand around audience expectations. And that's in all aspects of life. If you know your brand, you can sell to them. It's as simple as that.
One final question, quite an important one, and by all means, say no, but I think it would be great if the SRAcon could take up a minor position within Slothland, if possible.
I think we can make that happen.
Do you have any roles for us?
Let me just confer with Dusty. What positions have we got left?
Do you know, we don't actually have a radio producer in Slothland.
Oh, we don't? So maybe you guys could be our radio producers.
The SRA are in charge of producing all future Charlie Sloth shows.
Shake on it. Deal.
No.
Oh.
Huh? I'm out of a job now.
No, but you're the man that stands behind the man. So you're all right.
Sick. I'll be at work tonight then.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
What time are you going to be there?
6 p.m. sharp.
We start at 9. Probably want to get there about 5:02. It's what time we get there.
And up next on the SRA podcast, we hear all about how you can make the most of producing student radio shows. We join Will Short from Heart, Dave Masterman from Absolute, and Callum Hyder from Capital, as well as Louise Maloney from Magic.
I'm Louise Maloney, senior producer at Magic Radio, presenter on Magic Chilled, and presenter on Kerrang Radio.
I'm Dave Masterman, program manager at Absolute Radio.
I'm Callum Hyder. I'm the daytime network producer at Capital FM.
I'm Will Short. I'm a producer at Hartford Counties.
So just to begin, how did you become a producer, all of you, and why, what made you want to become a producer?
I took a little while to become a producer. I was, like a lot of producers, a failed presenter. So I ended up interning at XFM, working in global TV for a while, but finally going into radio producing because I enjoyed coming up with the content, but not actually saying it. As my old man would say, you've got a face for radio, so you might as well have a job in it. So, yeah, that's what I would be.
I've just always liked telling people what to do, so I thought it's the natural. It was actually at a student radio conference about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was chatting to Chris North off of Demo Factor, basically being like, I don't really think I'm that good at presenting, but I really like radio. And he said, well, why don't you give producing a shot? And so I went back to my student radio and did a bit there, and then... yeah, kind of went from there, got an internship with Heart, and then the job followed on. So it was kind of a bit of luck and talking to the right people, and then all kind of fell into place.
The same story as everyone else, it seems. I was doing overnights on XFM Manchester for a year or so, and it got to the stage for me where I realised I wasn't going to be the next Zane Lowe, which was kind of my hero in radio. Still can make it. 33 years old, I can still make it. And yeah, you have to be honest with yourself. And I was doing station producing to a very minimal level at that station during the day. And then it was a case of which way do you really want to go here? And the sensible option, and I'm glad it was the option I chose, was get yourself into production. Again, it's the thought of, I've got the ideas, there's better people out there who can execute them. And that's when my producing career kind of started at the age of 22, after I knocked on the head the overnights for XFM, yeah.
It's hard to know, because I think as a child, I remember lying by my parents' radio, like for hours. And I kind of was a little bit obsessed with radio and didn't really know that I was as a kid. And then I forgot about that in my teens. And when it came to choosing what to do in university, all my friends were being lawyers or architects or doctors or business women. And I just had no calling for that. And it made sense. I remember the penny dropped one day, and I loved music. I was a musician in my teens, and I thought, of course it's radio. Of course it's radio. And I actually didn't really mind what area it was that I got into, and it just sort of fell to both presenting and producing.
At a student radio level, obviously we're at a student radio conference, at least at my station, Surge, we don't really have producers. We just sort of have a presenter who makes their own show and all of that. So how would you suggest maybe the role of producer? How could you implement that more into student radio? I feel almost like it's underused, you know, the position of producer.
I would imagine if it's the same as it was when I was at uni, everyone does want to be a presenter. And I would say for the instance of this question, it's a case of if you're presenting, but you also know you've got an interest in producing, do both. And make sure you're not just throwing the mic up to speak. Try your hand at imaging some, you know, do a bit of imaging, see if you can make some jingles. If you want to make an ad or something for the show, make an ad. If it's to try and, you know, promote the pub around the corner or whatever, it's a case of you've got yourself into a student radio station. The equipment is now there to be used. It's making the most of it. And again, I mentioned it before, it's adding whatever you can to that CV that you can show off about once you then leave university and you need to get out there to stations all across the country. It's about adding that next bullet point to the list. So if there's not the roles there for sole producers on the radio, on the student radio station that you're working for, and you kind of do have to be the presenter, make sure you're finding time to produce your own show and not trying to take the shortcuts of just thinking the show is just you talking on the radio. Come up with features. What music do you need for the feature? Do you want a have you got a mate that will be a funny voiceover for something you're doing? Is there a music feature that you can, at the very basic example, reverse a song, people have to guess what it is? You know, it's those sorts of skills that will then make you a producer as well as the presenter that you already are, if that's the kind of thing you want to get into.
Yeah, I just think as well, we just did a session in the main room there, and one of the girls' questions was at the end was, how do I get more involved as a producer? Because I only, you know, snoop the guys twice a month or something. Maybe, you know, I was going to say kids at your university, that's not fair. The guys at your university, millennials at your university, don't actually know that that's an option. Like, maybe it's kind of getting out there and going, we're looking for producers. Do you want to come in and produce a show every day? It's only 2 hours, or it's 2 hours a week, or blah, blah, blah. But we're looking for producers. And someone walking along would be like, God, I never thought of it before. But actually, do you know what? I will go in and give it a go. And that's how producers can be born. And, you know, it's surprising when people do get involved, how much they end up loving it and how much they give to you as a producer. So it's more just getting the word out there, just saying, you know, we're looking for producers. Come on board. It'll be a great laugh. There's no money involved, but it'll be a great laugh, and we'll have a bit of fun with it. I think that could be an idea.
Now, something really, really cool next, as we hear all about how community radio are making the most exciting radio at the moment. Represents Adrian and Glory lead the discussion.
It's SRA 2018, and the community panel is one of the keynotes today. So I'm joined by Adrian and Glory from Represent. First of all, could you explain who you are and what you do?
Hello, my name's Adrian Newman, and I am the station manager, caretaker, electrical assistant, mist manager for Represent Radio Station.
Hi, my name's Glory. I am a presenter and a hip-hop show BA.
What does Represent itself do as a station?
Represent has been causing mayhem and chaos on the airwaves since 2011. Boom. And we have launched lots of great young careers, made lots of great radio, created mischief on the airwaves. We've basically just done our thing, and regardless of what everyone else is doing, proved that young people under the age of 25 can absolutely boss everyone else around. Do you think that's right, Chloe?
Yes, it's completely right. As one of the youngest, it gives a platform for us to become our own pioneers to our career that's pending, but we're pending on the job. So it's not you're learning and that's it, it's learning and doing it. So if you make a mistake, you need to know how to fix that mistake live on air. If your mic is off, you need to know how to turn it on quickly. So, yeah.
Yeah, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Would you agree that there's a lot more freedom with a station like yours?
It depends what you're comparing it to, really. I mean, you know, we've got a huge amount of freedom. We can, like, because we're not restricted by commercial income advertising style, it means we can kind of turn on a penny and change our minds about who we are and what we do quite quickly. So, you know, we can be as niche musically as we wish to be. It's not all about audience figures. I don't care about Twitter followers, Instagram followers. I just don't care. It's all just about the content that goes out on air.
In the talk earlier, Adrian, you mentioned that you're not fond of the word community.
No. Do you know, actually, there is a reason why. Okay, there is a reason why, and it is radio related. Right, there was a film out years ago called Blue Juice, with Sean Pertwee and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And it was based down in Falmouth, kind of area of Cornwall. And there was this radio station called Smuggler's Cove, I think it was, which they called their local community radio station. It was two old men with pipes, kind of. And that's always just remained in my head as the kind of what community can mean. It almost feels like community means that you're not really trying that hard. You're not really aspiring to this particular level. And yeah, it's so I don't really, I mean, we've got a community license, but community license is just a name. They're radio licenses that were brought in as a result of the pirate radio scene in the 70s and 80s. That's what a community license was. So actually, like, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a license. We're toe-to-toe with One Extra, Capital, all those kind of commercial and public guys. So I don't, you know, it's saying community is almost like downplaying what you do.
And lastly, what advice would you give for anyone wanting to get involved with a station such as Represent?
Okay. Well, some of the things I was mentioning earlier, just about the way you communicate, you get one shot at it. So, like, make sure that you're making your case really well and you don't just write some glib copy and paste style email that you've sent to lots of different stations. Like, prove that you want to be with us. You know, that's one thing. And the second one is, like, if you want to do radio, do radio. There's download Audacity. Get a little sound card for your computer and make Mixcloud radio shows, because then you're actually doing it. And by the time you've done, I don't know, 20 of them over 20 weeks, you'll actually be quite good at it. And that's the point when you can reach out to us and go, look at my portfolio of work. Look at my kind of Mixcloud shop front of what I do, and this is my stuff. Then, you know, it's easier for us, because it's not like, oh, here's another person that doesn't have any skills or experience. It's going to take a long time to train up and then probably decide they don't like it. It's like, this is somebody that's already doing it. Oh, shit, you can really hear their music tastes and who they are and their character. So, you know, if you're going to do it for sure. And then make sure you communicate with the stations in a really good way so that we don't ignore your email.
From One Extra's breakfast presenter, Dottie, all about her best tips and advice for presenters looking to get their foot in the door. I'm with Dottie, star of the BBC Radio 1 Extra breakfast show, which enjoyed its highest viewing figures ever last year, and also star of the BBC's new music TV programme, Sounds Like Friday Night. So that's where I want to start. How have you found the transition from TV to radio and then back to TV and then back to radio?
TV is actually, it's a completely different beast to radio, and it's quite scary. Like, there's no denying it. I think you kind of, in radio, you kind of find your groove and you get a few nerves when you fade that mic up, but it's not like cameras in your face. And I think that the hardest thing for me is being like, God, people are going to actually see my face. I can't rock up in my pajamas like I do in my radio show. Have to actually, you kind of having to give it a bit of more of a performance. And it is nerve-wracking knowing that just the size of the audience is so much bigger than my radio show. We get sort of 500,000 listeners on the radio show, and then you're being beamed to 3 million plus people on a Friday. So I think it's also a slightly different audience for me. Yeah. It's a very mainstream audience, whereas my One Extra exists in a urban music world. So for me, it's just about keeping the sense of self, but just being able to make myself a bit more mainstream on a Friday night.
Do you think it's affected your radio presenting at all?
No, I don't know. One thing I always try to do is make sure that I'm not affected by stuff.
No.
Because I think that gives you presenters that feel like they are performing the job of a presenter. Quite often you listen to radio and it's like someone said, go out there for the next 3 hours and act the role of a presenter, and people are kind of doing a performance of what a presenter should be. And I think that happens because you're affected by your environment. So I always try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah. I mean, even just from this year to, from last year to this year, the amount of women I've seen here from the industry, you know, doing the most insightful talks, inspiring young women. What would you say to those trying to break into the industry? Is there anything you regret from your early days? I know you had a slightly different route, but is there anything that you wish you would have done as a young woman trying to break in to a difficult industry?
There are a lot of industries that this have gender divides, especially in the entertainment business, be it music industry, record labels, be it radio. And it just always feels like it's slightly harder just because there are fewer people to look to. And I think representation is very important in that sense, in that sometimes a big boost can just be seeing somebody like you doing the job that you want to do. Women in radio don't have as many of those faces to look to, but there are enough to be inspired. There are your Edith Bowmans and your Joe Wileys, and I just encourage people to take that step to be the next voices and the next faces, because we just need more women doing it.
Do you feel that sense of responsibility at all? You're on a national breakfast show.
There absolutely
aren't really any women on national breakfast
absolutely
shows,
so. And do you know what, I don't think there is another black female
I can't think of
national
one, honestly,
breakfast no. show host. So I do feel like representation is important, particularly with me, and I feel like I definitely have a duty to keep doing what I'm doing, because I might just inspire someone else to say, do you know what, I can do it as well.
Could you see yourself doing anything else other than broadcasting? What would your life be if you maybe, I don't know, went into rapping a bit more?
I'm a real believer in like serendipity, like sliding doors. And I reckon I was supposed to do music to get here, because
like that.
The feeling that I get from radio, I've never got from anything else before. And I think this is just what I was supposed to do. And I think quite often people kind of, you plan your future, and people are like, you've got to know what you're going to be by the time you're 21. I didn't. I thought I knew what I was going to be. And I think that my story kind of shows that what you could be doing in 5 years, you may have not, it hasn't even crossed your mind yet.
Thanks for listening. And make sure you listen to all our other podcasts covering day highlights of SRAcon, as well as individual clips of each talk.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcast community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.